9:08 is the time, and let's move on, shall we? Because we're going to talk a bit more about techie offerings going into the new year. One of the world's biggest annual technology events gets underway in Las Vegas, and the International Consumers Electronics Show, held in the city since 1978, is a showcase for the very latest in gadgets and electronics, drawing both industry insiders and amateurs keen to spot the next big trend. So to tell us what's on offer, let's speak, shall we, to Fevzi Turkulp, editor of the free tech advice website gadgetdetective.com. Fevzi, good morning. You're very welcome to the programme.
Good morning, thank you.
What's caught your eye?
Well, how could it not? A pair of hot pants to show off my fine legs, no doubt. Also available in jeans form for those with less attractive legs. These attach, of course, wirelessly to your smartphone. So when you're driving around and you don't want to be nagged by the voice telling you to turn left and right, it will buzz in the appropriate part of the pant to tell you when and where to turn left or right.
Really?
Yes, really.
Extraordinary.
I think this comes from a country where they have fewer roundabouts, frankly, because that's obviously going to be a problem, because there's always a small lag, which is why you need to sometimes just quickly check the screen before turning off a roundabout.
Oh, so, that would be handy.
Yeah, exactly. So, but, you know, not terribly unaffordable, I guess, as it goes. The shorts start at £71 and the jeans at £80.
Oh, I can see a success story already. Just the novelty factor, I dare say, might get a few of those purchased. What about personal medicine? It's a massive industry becoming. It's something that we all need. We've been talking a lot in this programme over the past few days about strain on health services. They've got some great ideas, haven't they?
Yeah, so there's a device, a sort of all-in-one type device designed to help you diagnose what's going on. It's kind of like the Star Trek tricorder, if you remember such a thing. This is called the Tie2Care. It's £245. It includes a digital stethoscope, a camera to look down your throat, a probe to look in your ears. It will take pictures and then allow a live diagnostic session with a doctor, essentially. Now, the thing that worried me about the claim is that the firm claims it can avoid unnecessary visits to hospital A&E departments. Yes, I'm not sure about that. If I was worried enough to think about an A&E, I wouldn't be thinking of using this instead.
No one likes the one about laundry.
Yeah, you've got a unit that folds your clothes. How does that work?
Yeah, it's called the Laundroid, of course. And it can fold. So basically a pile of laundry goes in and very slowly it gets folded, about a few minutes per item of clothing. And inside the box, and you don't see what's inside. I think it's a very small person myself doing it. But you don't see what goes in. It's a very limited production run there. So it, you don't see what's going on, but it effectively folds, say, a T-shirt into a size of an A4 sheet of paper. And that process takes about 5 minutes. I think that it's quite interesting with this, because there are gadgets that are single use that can be really useful, but the really useful gadgets will be those in the future, which will effectively be robots that can do a multiplicity of tasks in your home, effectively. Yes. a housekeeper, or indeed more than that.
How much of what's on show here, though, will make its way into our homes, and how much is fantasy?
Well, I tell you what, these devices that you can speak to, things like the Amazon Echo, Cortana-based boxes, these devices that you can speak to and they speak back to you, they're internet connected, so you ask them for a weather report or the traffic situation, or add something to your list of things to do, play music for you, dim the lights, turn on the central heating, that is already in our homes. So things like the Amazon Echo is already here now. What we're seeing a lot of at CES are devices that are compatible with it. So central heating, thermostats, lighting, almost anything that you can conceive of.
Yeah, I see the fridge cam, the camera that takes a snapshot of the fridge each time the door is shut, then uploads to a smartphone, so you know what you're running down low on.
Yeah, but it also makes you hungry, doesn't it? I mean,
diet aid.
You look at that and you're like, pictures of food coming at you. And food that you like because it's in your fridge. Or...
And then you say, oh, thank heavens I finished that chocolate. Oh no, it's ordered more.
There you go. You say, we're enjoying the bad ones too, the one which detects sounds of snoring and raises the sleeper's head to clear airway. waves, or the pillow which plays music and can vibrate to move snorers.
Yeah, no, I've seen a picture of the bed one, and it's quite interesting because they show a picture of a double bed where each half can adjust independently. And as one side goes up, your partner is faced with effectively a wall where there was a flat surface, as if they're looking towards you. The head section rises up, and suddenly you've got a wedge in front of your face. Yeah, well, one hopes one couldn't get one's fingers stuck in that, frankly. But
you're right. Funny, we were just talking about earlier, I thought we needed a launch pad set for about 4 o'clock in the morning to get us up out of bed. And we've been getting some texts in. Mags has been in touch. Best alarm clock, a four-legged friend weighing 10 pounds, landing full pelt onto your chest. Now, she says, back into bed with the first cup of coffee.
You liar bed, Mags. Disgraceful behaviour.
Good to talk to you, Fevzi. Thank you very much indeed. A look into the future there with Fevzi Turkel.
It's time at 3 minutes to 8 for thought.